on our phone. He is the number one sports superhero operating in our fair burg right now, the great Dirk Nowitzki.
Stop it. Stop it.
It's true, and you know it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
How's it going, man?
How are we doing?
Great. How are you?
Good, good. Getting ready for this this classic this weekend.
Yeah, man. So it's really cool because I'm, as you know, a big tennis hound, and to see someone finally throw something, you know, you guys are all doing your different charity things and having your big events and all that, and I love the fact that you have someone finally has included tennis in this.
You know, it kind of came about this way. Me and wifey both grew up playing tennis, played our entire lives. We play all the time in the summer when we're free. And the thinking was, you know, why don't you do something for charity and for your foundation that you're actually decent at? Because, you know, I played soccer in Germany, which was awful. The clips are everywhere online. I play baseball every summer in June, and that's fun, but I stink at it. So the idea came about a couple of years ago, and this is our third one now. And you know, it's been a blast. We've had pros come out with Tommy Haas and Roddick, and Isner played in year one, and so it's really, really fun. And also, you know, we raised a ton of money the last 2 years, so it was a great event, and that's why we decided to do it again this weekend.
So how are you at tennis?
So, you know, as everything, tennis depends a lot on movement, and my movement is not the greatest anymore, and unfortunately, actually, you know, I had ankle surgery in April, so this summer I played one time maybe. Other than that, I try to stay off the foot. And, you know, and running on the cement is just not what the rehab needed. So I stayed off of it, most of it. So I haven't played as much this summer as I wanted to. But I used to be pretty decent. And back in the days, I played some tournaments growing up. You know, probably stopped playing when I was like 14, 15. But until then, I was touring in Germany with my dad every weekend and playing tournaments, and you know, who knows what would have happened, but I was decent. I had a decent serve and a decent forehand.
So the event is this Saturday, September 15th, at the SMU, the beautiful brand new SMU Tennis Center right there off of of Central on campus, which it really is awesome. Gates open at 10. The tournament starts at 11, and the tickets are very affordable. They're only $20.
Yes, correct.
Yes.
Yeah, so last year we actually had a sellout. It fits about 600 people on the outside, outside courts, and it's a beautiful setup. They have a gym also, because I'm not sure. The weather is not supposed to be great on Saturday, so if it does rain, we might move the whole thing inside, but we're not sure yet. But definitely come on out, come support. Remember last year, we had some fun. We had Owen Wilson last year, who's unfortunately not coming back this year, but we had great celebs, and it's always fun.
Do you think that that if things would, because you look at like tennis players nowadays, and you see John Isner, and you see Ivo Karlovic, and you see these giants that play the sport, that if things, let's say basketball, never entered the equation, that you could have gone that route?
I mean, I don't know if I could have made it that far, you know. I was decent, but I wasn't even the best in Germany at my age. I mean, actually, Tommy Haas is exactly my age, and he was the one in my age group that was dominating. And then he left for Nick Bollettieri, and he was like 13, 14 years old. So,
did you play Haas when you were like 10, 11, 12?
Not really. I mean, I knew who he was, but everybody was kind of said, hey, there's this guy. He's amazing, but I never really saw him play that age. But he was obviously a mile ahead of everybody else, and then he left really early to go to Bollettieri, and you know, the rest is history. If he hadn't that many injuries, his game is so pure. He was amazing. So I don't know. I don't know where it would have landed. Maybe I would have played Bundesliga in Germany somewhere and made some money while I'm studying. I mean, that would have been possible. I'm not sure if I've made it on the tour.
Did you hit a big growth spurt when you were a kid? All this talk about playing tennis when, you know, you were younger made me wonder if you had a like a
10-inch growth spurt?
Yeah, like a major growth spurt at any time.
Not really. I was always tall. Yeah, I mean, literally, in fourth grade, I was as tall as some of the teachers. I mean, I was always skying over people. And there was one tennis photo. I must be like 11 or 12, and I'm playing doubles with some guy, and I'm literally double his size. I mean, it was insane. He was a smaller kid. Granted that, but I was always lurch. So I was just always tall. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's just the genes I had.
Do you remember, like, because probably, you know, when you're like 3, 4, you don't really understand what's going on. But then you go to school and maybe go to kindergarten or maybe the next year, 6 years old or whatever. And at that point, you probably are looking around going, what the hell, man? What's wrong with me?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, kids are pretty ruthless to each other. No feelings, no emotions, so you just get murdered every day. So we did, I mean, they were making fun of me because I'm tall and I had to come back, but you're short. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's hard standing out or being different as a kid. It's sometimes hard. And, you know, there were times when I was getting older and, you know, around my area, there was nowhere to shop for me. I got like size 16 shoes at that point and long legs. So there were no jeans shops. They made oversized jeans. And so I was running around with the same shoes and the same jeans every day to school. And that was not fun. But, you know, I was so tall always. And a good thing now I don't have that problem anymore. Because, you know, now I think it's a little easier because now all over the world people are getting taller and taller. So I think it's a little easier to handle now than it was, I don't know, 30 years ago.
You can still make the same tall and short, or have the same conversations about tall and short with JJ.
Yeah, I mean, he gets, you know, he's in a profession where he's around a lot of tall guys. So he does get the short guy joke a lot, and I'll feel bad for him. I mean, there's days we come in a locker room, there's a baby seat in his chair, or, you know, just random stuff. He gets a lot of short man jokes.
But don't you, I mean, okay, so let's look at JJ and what he's been able to accomplish. He is a badass at that size. And then, like, you look at tennis, and there's, you know who Diego Schwartzman is, obviously. So Schwartzman, the kid from Argentina.
Argentina, yeah.
Who's like 5'6", maybe, and he's a top 10 player in the world.
Yeah.
Don't you have more, I have more respect for those guys because they're DNA, they're freaks in their own right.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be, if you're a little undersized in your sport, you got to be a fighter, you got to be smart, and, you know, JJ puts that all together. You know, he knows how to play, he's smart, how to read defenses, and, you know, he fights on when he's on defense, he might give a few inches, but he wants to fight, he wants to plug, and he knows where to send guys, where the help is, and, you know, you got to be to play a little smarter game, and sometimes when you're smaller, you're quicker, so you got to use your speed and your quickness to help you get the spots and beat the big guys around the corners, and so, you know, when you have a height disadvantage, you got to be smart and use your quickness.
So you mentioned the ankle surgery you had this summer. No problem bouncing back from that?
Yeah, so it took a little longer, you know. Took it really slow this summer. There was really no rush since I didn't have to play national team or anything like that. So we took it slow and probably only started shooting and court work in August. So it's been going okay. I think I'm going to be ready for camp, definitely for the season. But, you know, there was really no rush to rush it back and get some setbacks. So we took it sort of slow. But ankle's moving a lot better than last year. So I'm hoping to have a decent year and hopefully on a better team. You know, we like the move that we did with Luca and DeAndre fitting in hopefully well in our system. And I hope we have a good year.
Were you in town for the draft?
I was in town for the draft. I was actually in town most of the summer. You know, I didn't travel as much because of the rehab. So I did not go to Germany in the summer. I didn't have to see my family, even though my dad came for my 40th end of June. I turned 40, so I had a big bash, and my dad came in town. Other than that, I did not make it to Germany this year. So I was in town. I was in town for the draft. I was in the war room. And I think everybody was excited, for Luka, for the possibility for a 19-year-old that that can have played already on a high level for years as a EuroLeague MVP. And he's been here now for over a week, working out and playing, scrimmaging with the guys. And I think he's going to be great for our franchise, for the city. I mean, he can play, he can pass, he can shoot. He brings the ball up some at 6'8", 6'9". So I think he's going to be great for a long, long time.
I'm going to play you something. I don't know if you've seen or heard this yet, but Harrison Barnes was on with he was on with a bunch of guys from ESPN, Paul Pierce being one of them, and they asked him about Luka. So I guess Harrison's been there with you guys practicing a little bit. Okay, so here is what he had to say about Luka.
Okay.
Just come on.
There you go.
So the big draft pick this year, Luka Doncic, one of the best passes in the draft, one of the best passes in the draft in a long time. When you combine that with Dennis Smith, excellent athlete. You're an excellent athlete. DJ, excellent athlete. What kind of difference of style of play do you see happening for the team this year?
Man, it's funny, you know, Luka didn't play in summer league, and everyone's wondering, you know, how good is this kid? How good is he? And I'm one of those people, I'm like, man, I gotta see it. You know, I gotta go out there on the court.
Paul said the exact same thing.
I'm like, I gotta see it. Man, we played pickup the other day, man. He got dimes.
What I tell y'all,
he
man.
He got dimes.
Like, I mean, just if you're open, I mean, boom, the ball's gonna be right there. I mean, he's got the flair. He can see the floor. He can run a team. It was impressive.
I mean, you
agree?
Agreed. For a 19-year-old, the savviness that he brings, the court vision is I haven't seen much in my 20 years. Probably, obviously, from older guys. But not from a kid that's 19, 20. I mean, he made a play. I scrimmaged a bit on Monday, and he made one play where he drove in and sucked the whole defense in and kind of hook passed it with the left around the big to a shooter. I mean, he's incredible. He had a couple over the head passes, a couple behind the backs. I mean, he's an incredible passer. And combine that with being great pick and roll player. He reads the defense incredibly for a 19, 20 year old, I think he's going to be fun. He's going to be fun with combine him with DeAndre, with Dwight, who are great rim threats. You know, setting picks, rolling. That should open up the basket. It should open up his float game. It should open up the passes to the three if the defense sucks in. So I really think we should have a fun crew this year that wants to play. And I feel like Dennis took another step. He looks even more athletic than he did last year. I mean, some of the dunks he had already on Instagram, as I'm sure you guys have seen, some of the dunks he had in scrimmage. I mean, he's looking fantastic. So I think we should be a fun young group that wants to play.
You know, you talk about Luka, and it sounds a lot like what people used to say about Jason Kidd. Reasonable comp, do you think?
You know, it's always hard to compare guys at their first year to one of the best point guards that ever played this game to a guy that was an all-around threat. But I can see some of the court vision. Even sometimes, you know, the simple play is the hardest. You know, like you look away and then you just hit the big for a little bounce pass and transition. He got all of that. So his passing is really incredible, especially at his size. I mean, kid was big for a guard, but he was still only, what, 6'4"?
Mm-hmm.
This kid is a legit 6'8". So he's a big body. He posts up. He could score and pass. And so I don't know. It's hard to compare to anybody, but he definitely has for a big guy, brings the ball, and the passing touch is incredible.
Can we hold you over, like take a two-minute break and then talk to you?
Over.
Okay, cool, because I want to talk to you about Nash and Kidd and the Hall of Fame and all that, okay?
Yeah, for
cool.
Sure, let me know.
All right, Dirk, next.
All right, Dirk Nowitzki with us for a few more minutes. The Dirk Nowitzki Pro Celebrity Tennis Classic comes up Saturday. Gates open at 10 a.m. The tournament begins at 11. It is at the SMU Tennis Center. And tickets are $20. And if you follow Dirk on Twitter, there is a place there where you will see the advertisement with all this information there.
Is that your only form of social media, Twitter?
You know, I do Instagram, but I'm more lurking around, like watching videos and following my friends, see what they're up to. Some in Germany that I can't really see much. But I don't post much on Instagram. I think it's harder than Twitter. Twitter takes me like 2 seconds. I hammer something out when I see something funny.
Yeah.
But Instagram, you know, I don't know. I'm not that good on it.
That's for girls.
Yeah, probably. But you said that.
So do you have your what are the ages of the kids now?
So the oldest is 5, the middle one Max is 3, and they both play tennis already a little bit. And the little one is about 21 months. So busy at home, but fun times. School started again, a little pre-K. It's exciting time watching them grow, you know, developing a little personalities, and they come all home all grumpy in the morning. When I wake them up, they're grumpy, and it's awesome. It's a lot of fun, but it's also a lot of work.
You got them grinding out there at T-Bar yet?
Yeah, they're sort of grinding about once or twice a week in the afternoon, and they like it. They got their little rackets, and I just think it's a great sport to start early. First of all, it's good to be footwork for the hand-eye, but also it's a sport you can play. I mean, my dad, up to the last couple of years, still play tennis, and he's mid-70s, so it's just something you can play your entire life, even if there's a phase like I did. I mean, I didn't play for a good 10-something years there for a bit when I was, going after my basketball career. But then you just pick it up, you play a couple of times, and you could still hit. So I just think it's a great sport for kids to learn, and also then they have it when they're old.
Just wait. Wait until they're old enough to play tournaments here in a couple of years. And you may be retired by then. We don't know. You're going to go insane when you start watching them. It is so, because you can't talk to them. You can't say a word to them. And these are 7-year-old children out there. And they're cheating, you know, the other kids. You're going to go nuts. You're going to go nuts.
I bet. I got all that in front of me. Can't wait.
All right. So the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. You were just up there, correct?
Yeah.
What was that? You know, you got two guys that you played both of them have probably different little places in your basketball heart and soul. And how cool was that seeing Nash and Kidd get inducted?
Yeah, it was amazing. The whole weekend, you know, I went for two nights, Thursday night and Friday night, and it was an amazing experience for me. I've never been to the Hall of Fame, so that one day we did a little 2-hour tour of it all and saw the whole place, and then I was able to see some of Jay Kidd's family, some of Nash's family. Nash's family I haven't seen in like 15 plus years. Some of his friends from Canada came down, so it was an overall great weekend, and I told them both I was incredibly proud of what they accomplished, of their careers. Both of them were two of the best passing point guards this league has ever seen. And to me, it was obviously a pleasure playing with both, and always looking for the open guys. Those are the point guards you love to play with. And I wish them well, obviously, for the next chapters in their lives. But this was big for me to see, and I wanted to be there, and I was incredibly proud of the two guys.
How would you assess the coach's mindset? You've been with them for a long time now, and as you approach this year, you're getting ready for training camp and everything. I don't know how much time that you've been able to spend with him, but with all these new guys and with all the optimism that surrounds this thing, how would you assess where he's at with everything?
You know, I haven't seen Coach much this year. He's been in South Carolina a lot and then traveling and all over the place. And but he did come with us to Springfield, so I saw him there a little bit. He seemed like he was in a good mood, and he's fired up, I think, as should everyone be. You know, it's a new year. You leave the old year behind. You move forward. I think, like I said earlier, we made some nice additions. So I think you're going into this year with a positive mindset. And I think it's going to be important for this team to start off well. I think last year that was a struggle, and we lost at home to Atlanta right away, and it started the season, I don't even know, 2-10 or something, and that just deflates you a little bit. So I'm hoping with a younger team, with some young guys, that we can start off well and get some confidence going, and hopefully have a good year. But I think everybody should be excited, and so should coach.
You know, it's since the Mavericks came here in 1980, they've never had a rebounder like DeAndre Jordan, ever. Like, it's just never existed here.
Besides me in my prime, you're saying?
Well, yeah, duh. Yeah, I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah, not quite. Yeah.
But it is, it's an element that, you know, I don't think anybody around here has ever seen and that we're used to. And I know he kind of slipped a little bit this past year, but what's his attitude coming into a year like this?
So DeAndre has only been here 1 or 2 days, but I heard he looks fantastic. Those were the days I was in Springfield, so we missed each other, but I think he's coming for good this weekend. I heard he looks great. He looks slim. He's ready to roll. He obviously knows it's a contract year for him. He only signed a 1-year deal. But I think he's going to be great, and the reason I say it because Coach's system should be great for him. You know, the five in our system is very important as a screener and a roller. And our floor is always spaced, and he's got all the room in the world to roll to the rim and hopefully finish above the rim plenty this year. And with our explosive guards like Dennis and a passing guard like Luka, I think he's going to have a fantastic year. And hopefully I can still help spread the floor for him some so he can roll in there and do his thing. So I think he should fit in great. And, you know, on the defensive end, we want him to do what he's been doing all his career, and that's protect the rim, get every defensive rebound that comes down and be a factor there because, you know, that's an important part of the game is taking care of the defensive rebound, and he's one of the best at it in the league.
Any thoughts for Luka and Dennis playing together and how that's going to work and how what kind of fit they will be together?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. You know, they scrimmage already together some. It's an interesting tandem, you know, Dennis being super, super fast and super explosive. And, you know, sometimes if Luka is near the ball or gets the rebound, he can get it, bring it a couple dribbles and even toss it ahead to Dennis and let Dennis attack in the open court. I think it's going to be great, but you know it's going to take some time for them to mesh in jail here and in training camp. But we're looking forward to that combination, we'll see how that goes. But you know all that stuff we'll see how it in training camp who plays best with each other. And I mean that's obviously sure. coach's job, and we have plenty of them. And we have good ones, and they're going to find the right mix for us and who's coming off the bench and playing with each other. And I think that's going to have some time. But so far, we liked what we saw. I think, like I said, because Luka is a great passer, I think they combine their games pretty well. But, you know, it's early, and we'll have to wait and see.
Did you ever, in your basketball history, think that it would come to this where you would have more in common with a teammate's mom than you would the teammate?
I mean, it's a little sad now to know that, yeah, I could twice as old as this kid, or even Dennis, just turned 20.
Yeah, it's true.
It's sad how the time has flown, because literally, you know, I got here when I was 20, and now I'm 40, literally. I've been here half my life, and the time really flown by. When, you know, you're always busy during the year. You know, it's Christmas, next thing you know, All-Star break, then playoffs, and then in the summer, I'm traveling with the national team. Next thing you know, the new year already rolls around. So I felt like the years have just completely gone by without me noticing it, and which is great. If you're having fun and you love doing what you do, then the time just goes by so quick. It's a little unfortunate. You know, sometimes I wish I was still 20s and helping these guys, but it's normal. It's a circle of life. And so hopefully I can enjoy here my last year or last two. I don't know how long the body's going to hold up, but hopefully we're going to have a better team. I think, you know, losing wears in everybody, whether it's all the players, whether it's everybody that works for the team, the coaches is on one coming in the next day. And So hopefully we'll just have more fun. We can have more fun playing. We can have some wins under our belts and really enjoy this, for me, enjoy the last couple of rides.
Well, all right, Dirk. We appreciate it. Everybody go out to the SMU tennis courts and check out the scene Saturday. The Dirk Nowitzki Pro Celebrity Tennis Classic. The gates open at 10. Tennis starts at 11. And that is up there on Central Expressway up by SMU. Go see it. Check it out. Can't thank you enough for coming on here, man.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Have fun this weekend, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That is Dirk Nowitzki, the great, legendary, monolithic in every way, Dirk.
That all you can say?
Yeah. One of a kind.
Yes.
It's never been anything like him before, and I don't know when we're going to see the likes of that again.
No. It always weirds
me out.
You'll
be dead if it ever happens again.
Yeah, for sure. Like people like Mino, that you don't really remember life without him being on the scene, do you?
I remember them being really bad before he was here, but other than that, I mean, he's been the Mavericks for me. He's been basketball. He's Mr. Basketball.
Boy, he is Mr. Basketball.
Yeah. Hope he doesn't leave here either. I hope he sticks around. I imagine he will. I think he wants to call this home.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I hope he sticks around here. And
he's made enough dough in this game that if he wants to travel, he has the means.
Yeah. I stick around and be part of the Mavericks in some way, which I'm sure that they'll give him every opportunity and whatever he wants to do with them. But great dude, as always.